Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. It is Tuesday. It is the day before the Merseyside Derby, and we're here with everything you need to know about the mighty Reds in one bite-size chunk. I am Paul Machen. I'm joined by Ross Chanley for this one, and this show is brought to you in association with Red Men TV Christmas Sweatshirt. They're available on the redmen-tv.myshopify.com. There is a bit.ly you can get on our Twitter account if you can't bother typing all that out. But yeah, there's three available for you right now. The first, and look, the one that everyone really wants to be getting involved in, particularly given it's this time of year, is the Divock Origi one. I just want to draw everyone's attention. If you've not seen this, and obviously if you have podcast listeners, I apologise profusely, but I would highly recommend going to our Twitter account just for the Jordan Pickford graphic of a small dinosaur. Ross, what are the delivery dates?
Okay,
do you want to make an order now?
They need to be in before 9 a.m. on the following date. So, rest of the world, you've already missed out because it's the 29th of November. Friday the 6th, International Zone 3. It's on the website, so go and check that out with whatever country you're in. Tuesday the 10th of December, European countries outside the Royal Mail, International Zones 1 to 3. Thursday the 12th, Royal Mail, International Zones 1 and 2, and Monday the 16th if you are in the UK.
So if you're in the UK,
you got till 9 a.m. on Monday the 16th to get your order in to get it before Christmas.
Absolutely.
But we advise doing it well earlier because it's very busy.
100%. So all of these are printed to order, so it's not like they're off a rail where you get taken, you know, like it's not sat in the Amazon factory where things can make it to you the next day. It doesn't happen like that. Your order comes in, they have to be printed, they have to be packaged, and then they get sent out. So as much as please get your orders in. I would highly recommend getting them done this week if you want to have a chance of getting them in before Christmas. So yeah, do that right now. Anyway, the Ballon d'Or was last night. We've discussed this in depth and detail on today's Reds News Roundup show on the website. But Virgil van Dijk has finished as runner-up. He's just 7 votes behind Lionel Messi for Player of the Year. Absolutely unreal.
So close, yeah. Just disappointed last night, but also I can understand with the Messi how good he's been. I don't think you can begrudge Messi for winning that. But you know, congratulations on Virgil van Dijk for getting second. As I said in the Reds News before, this inspires him to go and push himself and want to win more and, you know, take himself to another level if that's humanly possible and try and win it next year. Sound, I'm all for that, but I think you have to give him credit for coming second and to be a defender as well. You hardly ever get recognised. It's been Ronaldo and Messi for the past. Mm-hmm. What feels like 50 years.
Yeah, well, we talked about this. The only defenders to have won it are Beckenbauer, Sammer and Cannavaro, which tells you how good the quality is in that regard. So Virgil was talking about it anyway. He said, you need to respect greatness. I was close, but there was just someone a little bit better. Very proud of what I achieved last year with Liverpool and Holland. Hopefully we can do it again this year. I never thought I'd be up for a Ballon d'Or until I was actually nominated. It says a lot about how my career has been. It's never been easy. I came late, but I never gave up on my dreams. I had to work very hard every step of the way. Where I am right now is something I'm very proud of. To be here makes me very proud and makes me want to work even harder and hopefully be here next year again. He becomes only the third serving Liverpool player to finish first or second in the Ballon d'Or. Kenny Dalglish second in 83, Owen won it in 2001. So look, again, regardless, it's disappointing, isn't it? It's very difficult to make a case against Lionel Messi winning every award on the face of the earth, though.
Yeah, and also, which again is not his fault, you just go to the bottom of this, all the little Liverpool players that were involved in it, you know, I think it's not his fault, but like people want to vote for those players. Like, our team is so good, it's hard to make a choice. So you can't just kind of vote for Virgil van Dijk. Well, because people have their own case of like, I've Sadio Mane or Salah or Alisson, Firmino, Trent and Genie in there. Their reasons for voting for them, which I think is a repercussion of why maybe Virgil has
Well, exactly. You're not going to... It'd be interesting to know, but you're not... If you were going to vote for one Barcelona player, you would vote for Messi all day long. If you were going to vote for one... And it's not how it works, by the way, but if you were going to vote for one Liverpool player, there's lots of people who would choose to vote for Sadio Mane over Virgil van Dijk. There's people who would choose to vote for Mohamed Salah over Virgil van Dijk. So you're right, you know, in some regards, it's actually... It's tough because he's in such a good team at the moment. But yeah, Virgil came second, Sadio Mane came fourth, Mohamed Salah fifth, Alisson Becker came seventh, Roberto Firmino 17th, Trent Alexander-Arnold, which I think is the most impressive out of all of this, came 19th, and Genie came a joint 26th.
With Benzema.
Karim Benzema, there you go. Bit of a shame Jordan Henderson never got a bit more acknowledgement.
Fabinho, Robbo.
Yeah, well, we'll see Robbo, definitely. We'll see more of this, I think, next year. I think that's the beauty of where Liverpool are at. But yeah, we did a big, lengthy discussion on this and the FA Cup draw, which we're going to talk about in a second, on the RedmenTV.com. So yeah, it's like basically the best part of 60 minutes, really diving into this and what it means for Liverpool and all that kind of stuff. Like, so if you want a bit more chat on all of these subjects, then yeah, head over to the website. But yes, anyway, just quickly then, Alisson Becker, as we know, won the first ever Yashin Trophy Goalkeeper Award, which is great to see. The goalkeeper specific accompaniment to the Ballon d'Or, named after Yev Lashin, the only goalkeeper ever to have won the main prize, which is, again, brilliant. You know, we always saw him win it at the best awards. We know how good he is from we watch him, because it's night and day between him and every other goalkeeper. Pretty much he's pulled on the goalkeeper shirt in the Premier League era. But it, again, for me, I love that. I just love the fact that we can say, without doubt, we've got the best goalkeeper in the world.
Yeah, I think we already knew that. It's got the sense that I think they're rewarding goalkeepers as well, because, you know, we talked about Virgil van Dijk being a defender and coming second. Like, the Ballon d'Or always seems to be like forwards or strikers getting it for what they do, and the goalkeepers to be recognised on top of that as well. I know it's their own award, but I think there's only Buffon who's ever really come close to being in the top three in recent history. I think for him to go and get it, it's a massive boost for him as well. Like, on top of everything else that he's won this year, the Copa America, the Golden Glove and all the competitions that he's been in, Champions League, second in the league and stuff, I think it's absolutely amazing. He didn't mug off any of his counterparts like Virgil van Dijk did. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, definitely worth looking into the Ronaldo-related fume around Virgil van Dijk, which is great. But yeah, we actually, and also embodying Piers Morgan on Twitter, all things that we discussed on today's Reds News Roundup show, make sure you get to the website. So the FA Cup draw has been done for the third round, and yes, Liverpool have been drawn against the Ev once again at Anfield, which is absolutely fantastic. And I've seen it, because obviously the ties for the last 64, as it's been, I've never heard it called that before, is the third round. I never really thought about how many teams there were in the third round before, but I saw it at Everton, saying like there's like a 1 in 64 chance. It's actually, when you think about it, when you factor in it being at Anfield as well, just the odds of us playing exactly the same team and exactly the same at our ground again are, you know, back to back, you wouldn't be putting money on that kind of thing. But what I've seen, obviously, the obvious reaction, if you had to guess at the level of opponent that Man City have been drawn, yeah, they've been drawn against League Two's Port Vale. Fabulous. Are you happy getting the F?
I'm all right with it. I wanted a lower league opposition, to be honest. In fact, I think I joked about it on a show yesterday. I've gotten a League Two opposition or Everton. So it's fairly the same thing at the minute.
Championship.
Sorry. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm all right with it. I think it's
not the day before the derby, Paul.
it's an incentive to do well in that competition, which I don't think. But the only concern I have, which again we discussed and got into a bit of a heat debate about, was how you set up for this game in terms of the fixture pile that we've got going into the next round. My initial reaction was just play the kids, because our first team need rest. We're going for, you know, with the Premier League and the Champions League, basically.
Yeah, I thought, and again, it was a very, very heated debate. If you're of the opinion that Liverpool should go full strength in that game, again, highly recommend checking out the Reds News Roundup show. Si went to bat for a full strength Liverpool side. He's basically putting a one-legged Roberto Firmino out with a gun to his head and saying, "God, then kill yourself, son." Definitely worth watching. Liverpool's former owner, Tom Hicks, has been spouting his big fat mouth off on Sky Sports. He's been talking to Alan Myers, but Alan Myers was the guy who did the epic swindle interview, I think I'm right in saying, that just after the club was sold to FSG, or, you know, Nesvi at the time. So Liverpool's former owner has basically, for some reason, chatting a load of wham about, you know, basically making himself look brilliant, saying that George Gillette was a nightmare to work with, which is hilarious. He says, which is great, I knew George Gillette from previous business deals that we ventured in together, where my firm owned 85% and his 15, and he was impossible to deal with. So why would I then do a 50-50 deal with the guy? Well, shame on me. Good. And then he talks about...
What's an impression?
Yeah. I used to try to go for the Eastbound and Down, if anyone ever used to watch that. It's what's his face, Danny. Oh Christ, people will know what's in the comments. The guy who's in This Is the End, who is the knobhead mate in that, he had his own TV shit. It doesn't matter. I used to love doing that. Anyway, how would you describe your relationship with the Liverpool supporters? I was very impressed with the Liverpool fans. Fuck off. They are the most loyal, rabid fans there is. They are the most loyal, rabid fans there is. It was great the first 6 months. We arrived at the club in March and went to the Champions League final. It was great when basically the old era continued without us having a negative impact on it and things were good. I remember walking around the track before the game started with my son, Tommy, and the fans were yelling all these wonderful things at us, adulation. But of course, a year later, the same fans were calling for my head. They changed fast. I think the social media aspect became so vocal and visible, and I think that was highly organised by people I thought were working for me. In hindsight, they were trying to sabotage the ownership. I'm not mad at the fans. I'm mad at those people who organised the social media. I felt betrayed. What a fucking arsehole this man is, and I'm glad that he's upset.
Why is this relevant? Why is he talking? He goes on to say that he essentially lost out on $200 million or dollars, whatever he was talking about, because of that, of they tried to refinance the stuff, and basically the bank said no because of all the stuff that had happened within the media, said you're not fit to kind of basically run the club. Good, you prick.
Yeah, he was asked the question, did you put too much debt on the club? Not really, which is a lie. That was more of an emotional problem with the fans. When our loan became due, the lender wouldn't let us refinance it. Now, Liverpool were paying £50 million back a season, basically, in reserves and refinance debt, because it was a leveraged buyout where they basically effectively bought Liverpool and used Liverpool to pay back the money that they'd done. So how Man United was been financed as well. And it's the acts of absolute shithouses, and I'm glad they're gone. And it cost me £200 million, so it was an expensive lesson. Yeah, in your face. In your face, Tom Hicks, you're absolute blurt. Right, we'll move on. I can't.
Do you think the other side is going to come out? Is George Gillette going to pop up with his
maybe
response?
Maybe he will. But this is the thing. I quite like Alan Myers. He's a good guy. But I've not seen the video. I'm just reading the quotes from that. He deserves a much harder grilling than he's been given in any of those interviews. Because that was the thing about the Epic Swindle interview. Was he basically sat there? It was just like, it was like the Tories and the fucking BBC. It was like being given carte blanche to go on and, you know, so without being challenged. It's disgraceful. Anyway, moving on from, it was yesterday we discovered discussed the Jadon Sancho stuff. Jan Arge-Fjortoft yesterday said from a very good source in Germany, Klopp and Liverpool favourite to get Dortmund player Sancho. Sancho wants to leave the club already in January, and he says he's followed on with this saying regarding Liverpool favourite to get Sancho. Player has no clause in his contract. Dortmund got £90 million and they sold Dembele to Barcelona. They want more for Sancho. Sources say £130 million. Now, those of you who remember, Jan Arge-Fjortoft as being a very, very bang average Premier League centre-forward for Middlesbrough. This doesn't hold too much water with me, but it's nice to hear. And bang up for Jadon Sancho, scoring on his debut in the Merseyside Derby FA Cup.
You're not playing the kids now?
Well, he is a kid. He's only 19.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Well, I'd have him and Brewster. Him and Brewster and Origi as a front three. Wouldn't have sounded up happy with that. Let us know your thoughts on anything we've discussed in the comments section underneath. Si's going to pull a couple of them out right now. But yeah, also, as I say, and I've mentioned it plenty of times, I'm going to mention it again because it's a brilliant show and it's a brilliant service we offer. Go to theredmentv.com and sign up. Exclusive interviews as well as the Res News Roundup show, which is boss every single week, and the midweek final word, talking about the games that get played in the midweek, whether it's obviously the Merseyside Derby this week, normally it's the Champions League and the Carabao Cup, etc, etc. We've also got exclusive interviews with Chris Kirkland, an amazing full-length podcast with Liverpool legend Robbie Fowler as well. Emil Heskey is coming in to talk to us this week, and there's obviously Jürgen Klopp, Lucas Leiva, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Jordan Henderson, etc, etc. They're all there on the website and they're exclusive to the people who subscribe to theredmentv.com. So get involved. Si, what have you got for us?
Macharem gave us a super chat, he didn't say anything, but thank you very much. And then we had another super chat from Rabadam saying next year Phil Jones will win the Ballon d'Or. Yeah, I don't think so. Dan the Man said...
Is he just, wait, is that a super chat?
A super chat, yeah.
Wow.
From Phil Jones.
Rabadam, are you Phil Jones in disguise? Mm-hmm. There's no in the comments below.
Yeah.
Dan the Man says Virg is one sharp-dressed man. Messi looks like a floor manager at Walmart. Virgil looks like James Bond.
Virgil is a very, very, very handsome man. They are an incredibly attractive couple. Him and his wife, very, very impressed.
Didn't even notice his wife was there.
Can't take my eyes off of you. Go on.
Mr. A says Barca or Madrid win La Liga every season anyway. It's hardly an achievement.
Yeah, it is, but it also, I get that. It's just impossible to look at the numbers that Messi puts down and make a valid case. The only case that I think come close to it is what Jurgen Klopp said the other week, is that Messi's the greatest player of a generation, so he should win it everything. But if you're doing it on who was the best player on the year, that's, and maybe it's just Messi because we're so used to him being great, but Virgil van Dijk was absolutely pivotal to his side and the success that it had.
It makes you wonder, because Modric won it, what was it last year, like the impact that Modric had at Real Madrid.
Was it bigger or lesser than what Van Dijk? Maybe just the World Cup thing.
Maybe they couldn't have Messi not win it for 2 years.
Yeah, maybe that's just it. Maybe they're just running out of time to butter them up. Go on.
Abraham123 has said the other side. It says, the reason I don't mind Messi winning is that he literally carries that team individually, whereas we have other top players and a great system. We don't need to rely on one guy like
that. Yeah, you know what? Yeah,
Suarez in there at all?
Yeah, well, Suarez has been shit, hasn't he, for a couple of
seasons. That's what I mean. Like you said before, if you're going for Barcelona, a player or someone who sticks out in La Liga, it's Messi, isn't it? Whereas Liverpool have got loads of boss players. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. Well, listen, thanks very much, everyone, for dropping your comments in and for coming along. If you're watching this live on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the channel. That we've broken through 25,000 subscribers, and let's get to 30,000 as quick as possible, because it's a nice milestone. There's plenty of content coming up with the Merseyside Derby Loom. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. There was the build-up show, and I've just done the starting 11 show for that over on the main Redmen TV YouTube channel, so go and check that out. Make sure you go and buy a Redmen TV Christmas sweatshirt and subscribe to the website and all those wonderful things. I don't feel as guilty, because look, this is about pushing this stuff. This is our stuff, we're good. If you like us, go and have more of our stuff, yeah? Yeah, great. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.